For the last 9 summers, the Kansas City Fringe Festival has presented shows all over the city that celebrate the emerging talents of national and local artists, writers, and performers. But there's a movement afoot to widen that spotlight throughout the year. The performance space, The Living Room, has created a showcase called The Writer's Den that is designed to nurture and support new works by local authors, says the venue's associate artistic director, Brian Moses.
What we're trying to do is establish pipelines. We're trying to make it so that playwrights have an opportunity to hear their works. And what's great about Kansas City right now is there is a overabundance of quality actors here. So you can go 4 to 5 deep on your choices, and you're still really satisfied on your choices. It's a really great time in Kansas City to be a playwright because of that.
Opening this week at The Living Room is a collaborative piece called Our Author Died Today, initially staged at this year's Fringe Festival. One of its authors, Brian Huther, says he looks forward to revisiting the story, as well as giving local audiences another opportunity to hear what's on the mind of local playwrights.
If you're doing a play that someone wrote 10 years ago in a different city with different actors in mind, and you can get a lot out of that. You absolutely can. But there's something about being very present and being able to say, these are people who live here and are working in this space and have seen a lot of shows here, and they live next door to you, and this is what they want to say. And I think there's something very powerful about that.
The play is an experimental piece by Huther and co-writer Erica Baker. Huther says his contribution may seem abstract, yet is inspired by the iconic short story An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge by Ambrose Bierce.
There's a sense of asking the question of, why do I keep finding myself stuck? You open up on a guy getting hung from a bridge, and he's thinking through the regrets on his life. He's hung, and the rope snaps, and he escapes.
So now, unnoosed, I'm clawing, and I'm swimming, and they're shooting, and I'm gasping, and I'm climbing on the shore, and I'm running, and the cannons, and I'm running, and the sand, and I'm running, and I'm running, and there's her. And truly, as I'd like to think, my escape was due to character, that I did not somehow just get lucky, but that I am a man of action, heroism, and grit. I feel a sense of providence.
That's actor J. Will Fritz, who was joined at a recent rehearsal by Huther, fellow castmates, and Haley Jones, who calls herself the show's orchestrator. Jones says her theatrical vision explores how physicality and movement are prime ingredients in compelling storytelling.
I think a lot about transcending the space when doing theater. So when you go see a really good play, like, you kind of leave your body, you become a part of that world. And I think that this company working together, like, we really try to transcend time and space. And we do that in the environment by really expanding our play space. It's not traditional in the sense of, like, you're going to watch one single spot.
The Living Room's Brian Moses says the combination of their focus on new work with that of similar projects at the Fish Tank, another venue in the Crossroads, moves him to make a prediction that 2014 is going to be the year of the playwright in Kansas City. Steve Walker, KCUR News.